little Jimi Hendrix on a Friday afternoon. Love that stuff. Voodoo Child might be my favorite song of his. Great, great stuff. Welcome back into Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch out on location in Avon, where later on tonight, the Lake Erie Crushers are home to the Gateway Grizzlies. They begin a weekend series tonight at 7:05 with a post-game fireworks extravaganza to follow. My tag team partner, Matt Douglas, is back at the Radio Ranch. He's in studio control. And joining us right now to give us our weekly fantasy sports fix, he is on his way up to Cleveland from Cincinnati. My guess is he's somewhere along 71 North trying to kill some time, and we're going to help him do some of that. It's Ryan Fowler of Fox Sports. Fowler, how are you, my friend?
Well, I hope I'm better in about, what, 8 hours? Wednesday was a tough one, buddy. That was one added to the list, but let's see. Let's save some face tonight. They played a heck of a game, probably one of the most entertaining basketball games I've seen in person in my life. I know we're on the wrong side of it as Clevelanders, but let's see what happens tonight and maybe get a little bit more out of Korver and J.R. Smith. And, I mean, I don't know if Tristan is going to show up this series. It'd be nice, just a little dab will do you to get him involved in the offense and definitely on the board.
I'll tell you what, man. I hate going back to this because I've done it a million times.
Sure.
But I've got no choice. Look, I mean, I'm not the only one saying this, but when you pay a guy that much money, he has to show up in these situations. He just has to. And, Ryan, he's a liability. Against this Golden State team, every time he's out there, I cringe. He's not crashing the offensive glass. He's not crashing the glass, period. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Steph Curry had more rebounds than Tristan Thompson did. He's got to come through. He came through in Game 6 in the finals last year. If he comes through tonight, I still think it's too little too late, even though it might be enough to suspend the sweep and, you know, maybe they get one win out of this series. But Tristan Thompson has to come through tonight. He's one of those guys that absolutely has to perform because he has been a complete liability. I want to ask you this. You're going to be at the game tonight, and I don't want to continue to retread this discussion from yesterday, but because you're going to be down there tonight, I just got to know, if the Warriors win, will you stick around and watch the celebration?
Probably not. I stuck around when they won in 2015 just because I'm exhausted from cheering. I tell you what, when I cheer, I go full bore. So I'm pretty exhausted after 2.5 hours of standing on my feet. But after what Curry did after Durant hit that three, I'm pretty much over Curry as a fan of the game and how he carries himself and how Draymond carries himself. Durant's fine. He doesn't bother me. Klay, he kind of took a little shot at LeBron last playoffs. I'm okay with that. I'll probably dip out. I mean, I'm not going to rush to my car and wait in traffic. But I will tell you this, Andy. When I left the game on Wednesday, I couldn't listen to sports talk. I listened to smooth jazz on the whole way back to Brunswick at my dad's house. Because I just needed a little decompression. So if there is a loss tonight, I probably won't stick around. I have other things to do. And hey, why not? We'll be back in 2018 anyways. Because that Eastern Conference, I think, is still ripe for the picking.
Well, you are a smooth operator, my friend. So you listening to that smooth, easy listening jazz? You know, this is Ryan.
It did decompress me because I was pretty wound up.
Coming at you live, taking you through the midnight hour on the graveyard shift. Hoping you're staying awake.
It's the quiet storm.
The quiet storm. Keeping you awake and keeping you fresh and ready and keeping you from walking off that ledge after that cat's house.
Yeah, avoid 480 at all costs.
Just don't. Yes. You got to make sure not to turn country music off. Otherwise, you might just swerve the car into something.
Right. It's so true. Man. The dog left. The woman left. Yeah. The beer's out. NASCAR's not on for 48 hours. You got to be careful.
One of the other questions I have for you, since you're going to the game, this doesn't necessarily apply to you. Let's just say you didn't have tickets to this game. Knowing that they're down 3-0 in this series, what would you be willing to pay if you didn't already have tickets for the game?
That's a great question. I think 100 to 150 get in the door. I guess you have to phrase it a little different for me because I've been really lucky to be able to go to the finals the last 2 years. If this was... And you bring up a good point, because when I was down here on Wednesday and walking between the Jake and the Q, it didn't have the same vibe. And I don't know if we're just whatever. There weren't as many people. There wasn't as much buzz. But I think me, as a basketball fan and as a Cleveland fan, I pay $100 to $150 to get in the door and be up in Loudville and all that. I pay for entertainment. And like I said, even though we were on the wrong side of the win-loss, that was a heck of a game. Very entertaining, back and forth. And those runs that the Cavs went on energized that crowd to what it was like in Game 3 and Game 6 in 2016. So the vibe is there. It just was not their night. And Durant hit one of the biggest shots, actually the biggest shot of his career.
Yeah, no question about it. And, you know, he's a great player. Unfortunately, he hit the biggest shot of his career against the Cavs, and that was an ultimate dagger. We're talking with Ryan Fowler of Fox Sports here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. I want to ask you a fantasy baseball question here, because now we are officially just over 2 months into the season. Who would you say has been the biggest fantasy baseball surprise now that we're just a couple of months in here? Because I feel like there are so many players who have gone down with injuries, so many key players who have fallen victim to injuries. Who would you say has been the biggest surprise this year?
Man, it's a loaded question. You know, it's before he went on the DL, and he's only been on the DL for a few days, so I think this actually does hold a lot of water. Justin Bour of the Miami Marlins was on fire. He tweaked an ankle, so he's out a little bit. But if you look at his stats, you're gonna be amazed, because you're gonna say, Justin Bour, he has all these stats. He's doing the 5x5 roto thing, and I don't know who he is. And you know, the other day Scooter Gennett goes out there, hit 4 home runs, and tries to become that lightning in a bottle option. That's a once in a season or once in every 3 season where the little engine that could did. But I think when you look at the entire body of work, Justin Bour is a good example. When you go to the Washington Nationals, Ryan Zimmerman is another great story. Now, here's the thing with Zimmerman. In the early part of his career, he was great, and he was counted on as being great and part of that that chemistry and that nucleus of that team. He could not stay healthy. It was a shoulder 1 year. It was another injury that year. He couldn't stay healthy. Now that the Nationals have him healthy, look at what he's doing right now. I have his stats up. 407 OBP, 17 home runs, 49 RBI, 40 runs on a loaded Nationals team that, you know, Washington and Cleveland, they kind of share some things where getting over the hump has not been easy for the Nationals. But you look at that rotation with Scherzer and Strasburg and Gio, and you look at the offense with Harper and Trey Turner and Zimmerman doing this, not only in a fantasy realm where I actually am lucky enough to own him in one league. He was a late-round draft pick. He was drafted, most fantasy baseball drafts are between 20 and 25 rounds. Think about that for a second. And then you get him after the 15th round, great value, great value. But I think if I had to put a pin on one name, Ryan Zimmer, no question about it.
Ryan, I know early on the season you were talking about Aaron Judge. He's been tremendous for the New York Yankees. It's already won, what, 2 Rookie of the Months in the American League. Does this guy keep this going throughout the year? You think he can sustain this?
Yeah, I think we've seen this before in other players where, let's just call it his freshman campaign, they do hit a wall at some point. So I don't think Aaron Judge is one of those guys that is completely going to avoid that. I think at some point he's going to hit a wall. But I think his body of work, when we look at the end of 2017, is really, this guy's legit. And it was funny, I was having a conversation with my dad earlier today, and he goes, the Yankees got really good really quick. And Judge is a big part of that, obviously, no question about it. But they also have Gary Sanchez, a young catcher who, this blew my mind. This is a great stat that I saw on Twitter earlier today. The first catcher in Yankees history to have 2 home runs and 5 RBI in a game against the Red Sox. Look at all the good catchers the Yankees have had. So you have this young nucleus. Their pitching is a little bit better than it's been in years past. And then they have a farm system to die for right now. But, yeah, I mean, I think Aaron Judge, when we look back at his 2017, those numbers are going to live up. He might hit a little bit of a slump and everybody will panic because it's New York and because that's just kind of how media works. But I think from a fantasy owner standpoint, I hold pat and I do not trade Aaron Judge.
I trust your judgment on that.
Oh,
that was way too easy.
He's full of them.
He put that on a tee for me, man. I had a swing way
of that. Spike. Got it.
Wasn't going to let that one slide. No chance. Ryan Fowler of Fox Sports, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Always love throwing our daily food for thought topic at you because I know you enjoy chowing down on it. And today's our food for thought brought to you by Anchor's Grill and Deli in downtown Elyria. It is jacked up smoked meatloaf. Are you in or are you out on the jacked up smoked meatloaf, my friend?
What's in it?
Here we go. All right, so it's slightly different than your mom's meatloaf. You know, ground beef, breadcrumbs, red onion, garlic, eggs, Worcestershire sauce. Throw some Jack Daniels in there, some steak rub, milk, mix it up. Throw half of it down on a grilling pad. Put some pepper jack cheese sticks, and then you throw the rest of the meatloaf on top of that. So obviously you've got that stuffed cheese element, and then you make the sauce that you throw on top of this thing before you smoke it. The sauce has ketchup, brown sugar, Jack Daniels, steak rub, red pepper flakes, and you just glaze it on top of there, smoke that bad boy for 4 hours at 225 and enjoy it.
Some people say you had me at hello. Andy, you had me at Jack Daniels. I'm good.
I knew you wouldn't turn that down.
I am all in on that. That just sounds like my mouth. When you said red pepper flake, which is one of my favorite spices, my mouth started watering. That just, and it's funny, the smoked meat industry is just on fire right now. I mean, it literally, like, for a while there, bacon had its moment, and now it just seems like everybody and their mom has a smoker, or they're smoking brisket or meat, and that's, instead of just going out there and grilling some dogs and some brats and some burgers, people are spending a day tending to a low and slow, as they say it, over 8 hours. But that, my friend, you had me at, JD.
See, they say where there's smoke, there's fire. And this meatloaf, it is setting this show ablaze right now, man. My tag team partner, Mr. Douglas, he's not typically a meatloaf guy.
I am not. I can't stand it. And I'll tell you this, because I tell everyone, Ryan, when you tell someone you don't like meatloaf, they all say the same thing. And it's always, well, you haven't had mine yet. People just don't believe right. You can't like it.
No, and it's funny you mentioned that, because I do remember when, like, I would go over to friends' house and have their parents would cook for having friends over. It was always different. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I think you bring up a good point. It's like, you know, I'm going to go back and I'll try and enjoy this at my friend's house, but it's not mom's cooking. It's
sure.
not. Yeah, I get it. It's a little bit different.
Yes, it's way different for sure, but it still, is. I mean, hey. I love me some meatloaf, and this meatloaf, I think, is something that we can all definitely get behind. What's going on this weekend at OhioMemories.com?
Yeah, we're doing some great things at Ohio Memories, and I will say this. We also have BowlingGreenMemories.com, and had a nice little conversation with BGSU, some good things coming out of there. But, yeah, OhioMemories.com, buy any two T-shirts, get free shipping, and we can get behind the tribe, get behind the Cavs, and see what happens tonight here at the Q.
Well, my friend, if you can do it, when you're down there tonight, put a hex on that fearsome foursome for Golden State, and hopefully you'll be going back to the Queen City with the Cavaliers down 3-1, extending that series into Monday.
Amen.
Always a pleasure, Mr. Fowler. Safe travels and enjoy the game tonight.
Take care, guys.
All righty. That is Ryan Fowler of Fox Sports checking in, giving us our weekly fantasy sports fix.